So everything in front of you points to a deeper truth. And you know this is true because in Romans it says, that which is seen is made by the unseen, and there's no excuse, you know. What is seen is made and held together by the unseen. And so everything that you see is an object lesson, even the alphabet, even the shapes, even the colors. Everything is an object lesson to a deeper truth. If you can get a hold of that, you got something. And you might say, well, how do I know what it means? Well, the only way you're going to do it is the same way you do it with the Bible. The Bible interprets itself, right? The Bible interprets itself. And so, what does that mean? That means the Bible's a hologram. And one of the deep teachers who's dead now, I forget his name, he said the Bible's a hologram. And back then, Chuck Misler, I think it was, Chuck Misler, the Bible's a hologram. Back then, I didn't understand. I understand now. The Bible's holographic. You can read one part of it and understand the other part. You can look at one piece of the Bible and see the whole truth. You can read Ephesians and Colossians and you'll see that they're saying the same thing. And so if the Bible's a hologram, and the Bible's written about this 3D experience, the 5D experience, just the spiritual, the natural, the Bible explains it all. Jesus followed the script to the T. Then if the Bible's a hologram, then you're in a hologram. You're in a hologram. And so you can take letters and shapes and symbols and colors and everything, like the letter Q. So how do you interpret, how does the letter Q interpret itself? Very easy. The phonics, the spelling. So if you go and get in line somewhere, you're in Q. You're next in Q. Q-U-E-U-E. What does that mean? It means in series. You're next in Q. If you're in Christ, you're next in queue after Jesus. Queue. This is why Star Trek, that super being that was transformed to a higher being, they called him Q in the Star Trek series. His name was Q. And his other companions in the Q continuum, they called each other Q. They were all Q's. Christ, Q-R-S-T, Christos. So in Q after, following after, means you're in series, you're in sequence after. Also, the letter Q starts the word quest. Question. Quest. Query. You're looking for something. So what is the Q looking for? Source, to go back home. Source code truth. When you rightly divide the word of truth, the Bible, what are you doing? You're trying to find the source. A workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Why would you want to do that? Because you want sound doctrine. You want to get back to the root, the kernel of truth. The kernel, the root. The pattern, the archetypes, the types, the shadows, the typology. You want to get back to the typology that helps you to live a peaceful and beneficial life. He says, I will have all men to come to the knowledge of the truth, that you might live a godly and peaceable life. What's the purpose of being down here? Finding the truth. Why are you here? Find God. Find the truth. Win souls. Go back to source. You're a piece cut off from source. You're being cut back in. Everybody came from Jesus. Jesus spoke it all into existence. You see that in the Bible. And God is bringing his church back to himself. Just like Eve. Eve was a piece cut off from Adam, and she's trying to find Adam. She don't know it most of the time, but she thinks she's her own goddess. But she's trying to find Adam. You can't have a queen without a king. But you can have a king without a queen, but the queen needs a king. And this upside-down world you're in is the lie, where they worship the creation instead of the creator. They want a king. They want a queen without a king. They want a body without a head. This is why the man's the head of the body. The wife follows the man. And anytime she wants to usurp the head of the body, she's just falling into the Antichrist scheme. One time I was driving, it was like 3 in the morning. Me and the wife were going to get something to eat, I think, somewhere or something. And everybody was asleep, no cars on the road. This was a long time ago. And I ran a stoplight or stop sign, I can't remember. Why'd you run a stop? I didn't run a stop sign, I ran a stoplight. There's nobody up, there's nobody around. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. There's a time and place. Every law is to be broken at some point in time. There's a time to build. There's a time to tear down. There's a time for peace. There's a time for war. Sometimes the laws are broken because the laws become draconian. Why'd you run that stoplight? I should have said, why don't you obey your husband? That's what I should have said. Why'd that make her mad? Why did that make her mad? But she didn't want to obey her authority. Why'd you run that light? You're not obeying authority. It's 3 in the morning. Nobody's here. You should have. It don't matter if anybody's looking. Well, why don't you quit running around, opening your mouth, speaking things you ought not, and instead of obeying your husband, you obey your mama? What's that about? She was guilty. The reason she was mad is because she was guilty. The very thing that you're angry about, you're probably in some way, shape, or form guilty. Maybe not the exact same thing, but something. Usually a flesh creature gets mad at somebody. And they got a finger pointing, but they forgot about the 3 pointing back. This is why I try to decode and spread this to you, to bring you to peace, because when you understand that everybody down here is a beggar at the cross. And why would she get mad when she knew that? Because she's guilty. Yeah, when somebody transgresses against you, you might get mad for a minute. But if you stay bitter and stay in unforgiveness, you're not understanding that you are guilty of the same thing. If somebody cuts you off on the highway, have you ever done that? Have you ever done that? Have you ever cut somebody off, even if it was by accident? That person might have not seen you, or they might have had a death in the family or something. You don't know. Somebody gets road rage on the highway. Have you ever had that? Somebody steals an ink pen from work. Have you ever done that? Now the boss is going to throw in some incidentals to cover that. Because the boss, all you had to do is be a boss for a while and you know that you can't trust people. All you had to do is be a landlord for a while and you know you can't trust people. All you have to do is function in this world for about 30 years and you know you can't trust people. All you have to do is look at your own heart, and if you can't trust yourself, you know you can't trust other people. The heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? So when you see the Wile E. Coyote in your old Adamic nature, as you're walking down here as a roadrunner, you don't get mad at Wile E. Coyote. Notice that roadrunner never gets mad. Have you ever wondered about that? Notice how roadrunner never gets mad at Wile E. Coyote, and roadrunner never tries to change Wile E. Coyote. Roadrunner just doesn't play on that field. And so your old flesh mind and the flesh creatures around you, we don't get mad at them because it's a birthing process. Wile E. Coyote hasn't birthed to the new man yet. And so why would you get mad at Wile E. Coyote when Wile E. Coyote is just doing what their nature is? Why would you get mad at the Gentile politics when the Gentile nations are just doing what they do? They're not the elect saved. Why are you trying to make the Gentile nation do a church? You can't. All you can do is change soul, change hearts with the truth. All you can do is pray and ask God for revival. But people must, it's an internal thing. But even if there's a revival, there's always a downturn. Why is there a downturn? Because the flesh is nothing but sin. Revival, downturn. Revival, downturn. What's that about? That's the game, people. That's the sine wave. That's the sine wave. I got a sheriff beside me, so I can't really. The whole purpose of the game, the whole purpose is to birth you in to a new state. Do you hear what I'm saying? And so this is why you separate yourself from these perpetual flesh creatures who do not want to grow, who do not want to see the truth, who do not want to rightly divide the words, who do want to worship themselves, who do support the queen bee system, the mother earth worship, worshiping the creation instead of the creator. You do separate yourself from these false teachers, these doctrines of demons and doctrines of devils. Why? Because they are in a perpetual idolatry state. And when you rub shoulders with that, look at Solomon. 1,000 concubines, 1,000 of them pulled him down into idolatry. And when you go on YouTube, you go on Instagram, you go everywhere, it's 1,000 points of light of idolatry. And it's nonstop. It's nonstop. Because these people are perpetuating a fake reality. Number one, you're in a simulated training program that God created to birth you to the new state. Number two, so that's a simulation. It's not even real. It's just a temporary thing. Because it's going to burn up. You know it's temporary because it's burning up. Number two, you're in a devil's 501(c) cube division. Which is okay, because what the devil meant for evil, God turns for good. Because the division will birth you. The separation of nations is for a reason. The separation's for a reason. But the 501(c) is to separate the unity in the body. Not, it's okay if it separates nations and world, but when the 501(c) starts joined up with the church and separated the body, then we got a problem. Yeah, but my denomination's closer. Yeah, but the Baptists are closer. We rightly divide.
but we're legalists.
Yeah, but my Methodist church, we are the closest. We follow traditions. Yeah, but we're closer because we believe in the emotional gifts, the Pentecostal. We believe in the gifts of the Spirit. And we fall down and act like we bark like a dog and roll down in the aisles and act foolish and speak other languages that you can't even understand. And we can't interpret it. There should be somebody out there that should be able to interpret it, but they can't. Because it's a lie. If you're going to speak another tongue, have an interpreter. Just like I decode the letter Q. The letter Q is Christ in you. Christos, in Q, following after, in series, after Jesus. That's the letter Q. R is royalty. S is the snake on the pole. T is the pole, the cross. Christos. So what do? You're in series. You're following after. You have the Holy Spirit, which is extraterrestrial. You're not of this place. You're strangers and pilgrims out here. You're not from here anymore. You're not of this place anymore. If anybody new is listening to me, they should have their mind blown because you won't hear this anywhere else. You should have your mind blown. And you might say, well, how did you come to this? Because I took every object that I could with the limited time that I have down here, and I used a hologram to decode the letters, the shapes, the cognates, the symbols, the phonics, and I put it all I put all the puzzle pieces together, and the truth revealed itself. Because when you break stuff into parts, there's a car in front of me. If I took there's a Ford Fusion in front of me. If I took that car completely apart, the metal, the engine, the transmission, took it all apart. And I studied each part. And then I put it all back together and I studied the whole. Do you think I wouldn't be able to see the whole pie? Don't you think I'd be able to see how that whole car works? If I took the car apart and studied all the parts and how it all fit together, and then I put it back together, don't you think I would be an expert on cars? Or at least that one car? But then I would be able to fractally understand how all cars work. Maybe not exact to the T, but I would understand the overarching principle, which is the archetype. Can anybody hear me? Can anybody hear me? Am I speaking to deaf, dumb, and blind? I explained this so clear and so well, I just don't know how anybody could miss it now. You are in a hologram. The Bible's holographic. If the Bible's holographic, it gives you all things that pertain to life and godliness, then your reality's holographic. I just went over here to get my oil changed, and they were shut down. So I said, let me go over to this other place, and there's another place over here, and I'm going to get my oil changed. And there's a fire truck and a sheriff in the parking lot, and there was a sheriff watching me pull into that other one. And they're over here because of a wreck or something. Who knows? So it's like the hindrance, the fractal hindrance, but I just keep pressing on. So I'm pressing on. I'm going in here if it kills me. Y'all can do an oil change? Huh? Oil change. Okay. So the fractal hologram, now he won't move his chair. How am I going to move in with that chair? Let's see if he moves his chair. He got up and left the chair there.